Well, good evening, everyone. It's good to see all of you tonight. That hit me by surprise. This evening, we're supposed to have some pretty bad weather. Not the worst we've ever seen. Certainly not summertime. I just want to ask you a question. Have you bought your milk and bread yet? You know, when it snows here in North Alabama, it's going to be 3 feet deep and last for 2 months, right? That's what it seems like when you go to any grocery store to pick up whatever. It's funny how people act to the threat of possible winter weather, isn't it? I mean, it's comical to watch. What's not funny, though, is the tragic outcome that bad weather brings in so many cases. Car wrecks, serious falls and on slippery surfaces, you know. Power outages when there's no other source of heat in the home. Or accidents, injury, and sometimes even death can come because of bad winter weather. Winter weather can be a very serious matter, and because a storm is coming, we're going to let you go home early tonight. We're not going to keep you out too late. Charles says, yep, you're winning brownie points. Well, besides what's going on around here tonight with the weather, you know, besides all this, there's a storm coming. There really is. It's not going to have snow and ice. It's not tomorrow night, Auburn versus Florida State either. Okay? But there's a storm coming. There really is. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, beginning, a very familiar passage, but I want us to focus on the storm. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock, or on the rock, rather. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. There is, in our Lord's story here, or illustration, no if about the storm. There's no if the storm comes. The storm came. Brethren, the storm always comes. It is said by psychologists that all people deal with crises in their life. You're either about to have one, you're having one, or you just had one. That's pretty much the way it is, and that's pretty much every person on the planet. Crises, storms, problems are a part of this life. An inescapable part of this life. And I want you to notice, Jesus says, the rain came, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house. Storms are coming. And that's just really all we can say about it. What we have to do is prepare for that storm. Now, I'm going to let you know something, folks. If you didn't, go ahead and buy your milk and bread, don't waste your time going now. It's too late. It's all gone. All right? There's probably not a gallon of milk or a loaf of bread to be found in Athens, Alabama tonight, unless you can find it on somebody walking down the street and take it from him. All right? When the storm comes, it's too late to prepare for the storm. And that's really the key to this thing. This man built his house, and the storm came. Folks, if we're not prepared when the troubles and the trials of our life come, if we're not ready for them, well, y'all ever play hide and seek? I know you did. Ollie, Ollie, Austin, free. I don't know what that means. Never did understand that. But I did understand, ready or not, here I come. After you count to whatever, 100 or 10 or whatever. Ready or not, here I come. And folks, that's just the way it works with life's trials and struggles. You may be ready for it. You may not be ready for it. But it's coming, ready or not. Here it comes. In 1 Peter 4, verse 12, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you." You know, we go through some things because we're Christians, not in spite of it. We go through some troubles because we made the choice to serve the Lord, not in spite of our choice. Certainly we go through troubles just like everybody else around us. Rain and sun, wind and snow. Yeah, we go through troubles that come naturally in this world to all mankind. But there are some things we deal with because we are Christians. Because we're not allowed to act like the world. See? We're not allowed to respond like the world would respond. And so it's going to cause us some problems. So don't think it strange concerning the trials and troubles and tribulations of life that you're going to face as though some strange thing happened to you. Do y'all remember Kris Kristofferson? He was an old-time singer, and he was part of Willie and Waylon's Boys, you know, and he's been in movies and all this. But he was popular for a song he did back in, I think, the late 70s. "Why Me, Lord? What Have I Ever Done to Deserve Even One of the Blessings I've Known? Why me, Lord? What did I ever do to deserve that was worth knowing you and the kindness you've shown?" Unfortunately, there are a number of God's people who have things a bit mixed up. Why me, Lord? What did I ever do to deserve all these problems and troubles and difficulties? Huh? I remember another show from when I was a youngster, Happy Days, and Fonzarelli, old Fonzie, he thought he was special. He thought he was exempt from problems and struggles. And I remember him crying out to God one time when he was struck blind in this program, "I thought I was one of your favorites." Well, guess what? It doesn't matter if you're one of God's favorites or not. Troubles are going to come. The storms of life are going to come. There's going to be problems. There's going to be trials. There's going to be difficulties. The storm is coming. It might take the form of persecution. It might take the form of sickness. You reckon James had any indication that he was going to have another stroke? You reckon Elliot thought he might have a headache today? You know, I mean, do you think that Sister Mary Black thought that the other day was going to be her last day on this earth? Do you really think she thought that ahead of time? Things come. The sickness and death. It might appear as a loss of income. It might come as an unexpected major expense that you hadn't planned on. It could show itself as a broken relationship. A friendship ended. A marriage ended. A home destroyed. It could take place as a close friend who tries to draw you subtly away from God. With subtlety and casualness, introduces you to things that you shouldn't do and tries to draw you away from God. See, there's all kinds of things that we have to make choices on. We have to make decisions about. Health and finances, relationships, personal struggles, trials, temptations, all are used by Satan to pull us away from God. And these are worse than any tornado or hurricane, any fire or flood. These storms attack our very heart, our very soul. These storms threaten to destroy us and separate us from God for eternity. That's what they threaten to do. That's what Satan's attempt is whenever he launches things at us. Do you think that Satan was trying to prove Job's faith in God? He was trying to destroy Job. He was trying to undermine his faith. He was trying to cause Job to renounce God. That's why his wife said, and it was, I just know, I can't find Bible for this, Charles, but I just know that this was temptation from Satan for his wife to say, why don't you just curse God and die and get it over with? The people around us can cause us to make bad choices. We need Christians. We need brothers and sisters. We need people around us that are going to help boost our faith and encourage us in the face of trials, storms, and tribulations. There are a couple of verses that I'll share with you that I feel are very important to this, very helpful to us. In Psalm 66, verse 10, "For thou, O Lord, hast proved us, thou hast tried us as silver is tried." In 1 Peter 1, 7, "that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." In Proverbs 3:11 and verse 12, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth." And finally, in Revelation 3:19, Jesus says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." We have God's promises when we face life's storms. God's promises to hold on to like an anchor that holds fast. An anchor for our soul. And we remain true to God. God remains true to us. His promises cannot be broken. He promises that He will never leave us nor forsake us if we will stay true to Him. So, when you're facing the problems, the trials, the struggles of life, when Satan is tempting you to do things you know you should not, or to just ignore the things that you know you're supposed to do, hold fast to God, hold fast to His Word, hold fast to your faith in Jesus Christ. Trust in Him, lean on Him, call out to Him to help you through this. And God will bless you. He will bless you. And so we close tonight. Yes, we close tonight with the same passage we started with. "Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, he'll be ready for the storm." His house will stand. His house is going to be preserved. Now, I'm not talking about tornadoes, Gene. I'm not talking about snowstorms and fires. I'm not talking about heart attacks and car wrecks. I'm talking about the trials and tribulations of being a Christian. I'm talking about the struggles. Your house is going to stand. It's going to stand. Because you have faith in God and you are living your life the best you can. Not perfect. None of us have all our religious ducks in a row. But we're living our life the best we can to serve God. To be children of God. So we watch what we say and how we say it. We watch our attitude. We watch for opportunities to do good. We try to be filled with compassion and filled with good works. We are kind, even when we don't feel like being kind. We are forgiving, even when people, we think maybe they don't even deserve forgiveness, but we're still forgiving. And we're loving. And we try our best to be as much like Jesus, even when our house is burning down. We try to be as much like Jesus as we can, even when the wind is blowing and the rain is falling and the floods are rising and the storm is crashing with all of its fury around us. We are determined, I will not sin against my God. I will do what's right. I will be His servant. And God will bless you in ways you cannot imagine if you will be founded on the rock. if you will hold true to Him and to His Word, you will survive every storm that Satan throws at you, and you will become more and more purified by the refining trials that God places upon you. You will become more and more the man or woman that God intends you to be. The storm's coming. Get ready now. Don't wait till tomorrow to get ready. Get ready now. If you're not a Christian, you need to obey God. You need to become a child of God. Do you know what you need to do? I think most, as I look around this audience, I think everybody here knows exactly what they need to do. Become a child of God. And if you're not a Christian, I mean, if you're already a Christian, but you've not been faithful to your Lord, whatever your circumstance, whatever the reason, whatever struggle that you're having that has allowed you or caused you to kind of back off and not be so serious about being a Christian, make it right. Make it right tonight. Rededicate your life to God. And if there's a need that you have, if you need us to pray for you, we'll be glad to pray with you and for you. Whatever that need is, if you need to come, we encourage you to do so right now while we stand and sing.